Beekeeper. Asit Mandelstam near Vladivostok, 1938. The beekeeper wavers across the creaking slats like a train across Siberia. From the shallow bowls in his unstung hands, the soup drips through the cracks onto his fingers. The spoons are just as shallow, their edges sharp. The man on the cot he stops at refuses to eat. This is the poet who's chosen to die. His voice creaks and dwindles until it sounds like nothing but a disappearing winter train, nothing but a bee at the edge of hearing. The beekeeper spills the soup in Siberia. He cuts his lip on the spoon. His still damp fingers absently scratch at the lice. The poet will die when the lice in his clothes are dying like bees, to be born again in the Crimea, to sweeten the tongue with their impoverished summers, their miming of such buzzing at the edge of hearing, of the beekeeper's creaking steps.